This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, this is Sarmad. Can you hear me?
Hi, Sarmad. I can hear you properly. Thank you.
Do we have anybody else on the call?
Yes, me, Abdurrahman Al-Ghadir.
And we have one more person with last four digits, 8216. No idea who is. Sorry for that.
So let's wait a few minutes and see who else joins.
Sure.
So, Milena, where are you based?
I'm at the Istanbul Hub office, actually.
Okay. You can probably stop the recording for now, and we can start it, I guess, when we start the call.
Okay. Just resumed.
Yeah. So, Abdurrahman, did you guys have a discussion on principles at all? Is there anything you guys are...
Hello, this is Adil Faiz.
Hello, this is Imam from...
Hello, Imam. We're just waiting for a few more people to join. We'll just start in a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Imam from Pakistan.
Hi, Anam. Can you hear us?
Yeah. I'm fine. Thank you.
Regarding for the principle, we are drafting something and we'll share it. I think my colleague, Ride, he has more information regarding to this matter.
I think where Inam is probably the best weather right now. It's probably
yeah.
Very hot in Saudi Arabia. It's very hot where I am.
Yeah, it is cooler than Lahore and most of the places are bleak.
Should we start? I think we have a few people. We can probably get the discussion going, and then other people can join as we can. So, all right. So then let's get started. We have Milena helping us, and then Syed, Abdurrahman, and Inam on the call with Mr. Sarmad. Right, suggested a short agenda for the call. First of all, I just wanted to check whether that was okay to start with. Let me actually also paste it here in the chat box. Let's see. Normally shows up a single line, so it's not very well formatted. But basically what I was suggesting there is that we start with the principles for including code points for languages based LGRs. And the idea was that we have a consistent approach across our work for all the different languages. And then the second item was to also develop perhaps a systematic way of adding languages to the list. So, for example, we're currently working on Urdu and Pashto and a couple of other languages, Arabic and a few other languages. But, you know, how do we add a language? There was some discussion in the last call on having some mechanism to do that as well. So that's something we eventually need to discuss as well. And also, basically, define a mechanism for adding or excluding code points in language-based ideas. I think that may actually be a repetition of number one. And then finally, define a framework for such LGRs. No, sorry. So number three is integration process. And number four, obviously, is framework, meaning, you know, what are the different, you know, do we just have a core set of code points, or are we going to have different layers, for example, having extended code points and so on. And if yes, then how many layers are we going to have? And then finally, an administrative thing on when should we start planning our face-to-face meeting. So that's on the agenda right now. We, as I said in my email, we will not be able to go through all this. But in any case, that should be sufficient for us to get the discussion started. Is there any comments on the agenda? Anybody want to add anything or subtract anything? I just noted Mikal is on the line. Hi, Mikal. So,
hello.
Anybody want to suggest anything, any changes to the agenda? Nope. So then let's get going. We'll start with the first one, which is about principles for including code points for languages-based LGRs. So there was some discussion on the list on it. We also had some discussion on having you know, the utility of these principles for consistency. And I guess now let me hand it over to all of you to suggest, you know, how do we go by it? If you have anything you want to start with, we can start noting those principles down for discussion, and then also for discussion on the list as well, and then we finalize them. So over to all of you. Would you want to start by contributing something to that list? Abdul Rahman suggested Raed, you may have some suggestions. You also shared some suggestions on the list as well. Would you want to start?
Okay, this is Raed. We here at Saudi Nick, we have just finished drafting a very early version of the principles, and we believe that we can add to it or change or maybe enhance it. This is our vision. We try to benefit from the previous work that have been done at the Root and at ASWIG also, because we have worked maybe several years ago on this item. So we try to, you know, capture some of the principles that we believe it will make the work easier for the language and the people who are trying to define the code points and the variants and the rule sets. We just spent more than 10 days working, you know, not dedicated work, but, you know, some work every day, and we believe this is just a starting point. So I just sent it a few minutes ago. So please feel free to add to it, comment, suggest. We just filled the first sections because we believe this is the needed part. The other sections can be added later on, later stages. I hope if you can just, you know, take a look at it and see. Maybe it will be, you know, just go through it. And if you want us to discuss something now, I'm open, no problem.
Right. I still haven't received that email. I'm not sure if anybody else has. Is it okay if you talk to those with us? Milena, is it possible for you to share this
document? Of course.
With us?
Could you please email me the same document I can bring onto
on
the screen?
Are you on the TF AIDN list?
Yeah, I'm also in the AC room.
Right. And so, Raid, have you already emailed this to us?
It is in the list format.
Okay, why haven't I received it?
Huh?
I've not received that email.
Sent directly to you on the TFIDN.
Did you send it to me? Can you send it again? I don't seem to have it. And I can then get it displayed on the screen here.
I have forwarded to you for both your emails, ICANN and the university email.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Let me just quickly check my university email as well. Okay, so I just sent this out to Milena.
Yes.
So once you have that, could you pull show that to us on the screen? In the meantime, Raed, maybe you can start going through this and reading it out, and we can then just discuss it that way until this comes up on the screen, if that's okay.
Okay. I use the same structure that you have suggested. So I will jump the purpose of this document because I think this is, you know, just things, you know, just warning, so we can change it if we need. In the methodology, we believe we try to capture some of the, you know, things that general describe our methodology and our work, and we defined for the language community that they should be represented by language communities, or whenever language want to add itself to the work, there should be a language community behind it, or at least a registry, a CCTL registry, have done the work for the, or can represent the language community. They should define language and variant tables, so they should define their code points and the variants within their language and within their with the other script, with the rest of the script. There should be a well-known input device, keyboard layout, for example, using this language, and some online content should be there, not only just historical, just only content like newspaper or magazine or sites, whatever, I mean, sites there are on the internet that are using this language. This then we can say that this is a mature language or a language that we can, you know, add it to our work. It will help us, you know, defining the language table and then define to add it to one of the supported languages, and then we can derive the script table from it when needed. So this is section the introduction for the methodology. Framework for language-based LGR. This is, you know, just saying that we might have some languages for based on a country. For example, Pashto. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, there is Pakistani Pashto and there is Afghani Pashto. So if when needed, we can split the language to different variation. For example, even Urdu. I believe there is Urdu Pakistani and there is Urdu in India. Maybe they are the same. Maybe there are small differences. So we can split when needed. If we stick with one, it's better. But when needed, we can split them. Then we try to define some of the principles for developing the language-based LGRs, and we took that from RFC 6912, and we listed the principles. So we adhere these principles, and they are very good, very general. We can use it. We haven't put the definition. We just listed the principle, and in the RFC it have the full description of each principle. And these principles are principle for Unicode points inclusion in the label of in the DNS. So it's very, very you know, wide principles for the whole DNS, not only at the second level or the root level, even in subdomains. Also, we adhere some of the principle in the root. So we took some of the root principle LGR and we add them. And I believe this is part of the work that have been done last year. So everyone should you know use to it. We defined inclusion principles and then exclusion principle. We added some of them that we believe it's needed. For example, we add the numbers, the digits, because it wasn't in the root. And we added maybe some couple of items that we believe it's important. For example, where is it? I believe we added a couple, but I couldn't identify them now because it was an ongoing document and lots of track changes. And this one without track changes and without comment. But so we altered the initial proposal by the root because we think it should be more flexible, and that's it. This is. I think everyone can go and see if he believes things need to be added, things need to be edited, things need to be removed. We can discuss it then. So that's it. This is what we have done. This is section 2.1 and 2.2. The integration is later, after we agree on the principle, then we can discuss the how we integrate the languages, etc. So we believe this we can delay it later until we define the languages for the table for each language. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Sorry, I just got an email from Abdusalam. Let me very quickly respond to it. He's been unable to join this call. He has the wrong. Or Milena, could you respond to him? Do you get the TFA admin message? He doesn't have the right conference code.
Yeah, hello, Dr. Sarmat. I also want to say that Abdelmunaim also will not be able to join. He just sent me, I was talking to him a few minutes ago in Botswana for the African Internet Summit. So he sent his obligation that he will not be able to join also. Tariq.
Okay. Hi, Tariq. Welcome. We also have Kazim online. In any case, let me very quickly respond to, I think, let's take care of that. Abdul Salam, and then we come back to this. All right, so what I was going to suggest to everybody, well, before we go to that, are there any comments by anybody on what Raib has said? First of all, thank you, Raib, for taking us through that document and for obviously contributing a very a comprehensive document, making all these additions. Any initial comments on what Raib just said or shared? And before we go into details, okay. So then, what I would suggest, perhaps, is as per our first agenda item, that we take the principles and just go through the principles, and have a discussion and see whether what is being suggested is okay, and we take that forward, obviously pending more general discussion on online and through email in case somebody is not here on the call and they still want to comment. So let's go through these principles one at a time and have a discussion, and then we can move on to other sections of the document which has been shared. So I'll go back to section 2.2 of this document. And basically, the initial set of principles are coming from RFC 6912. As I just said, that they are reasonably generic and reasonably applicable across the board, including the second level. So that generally, they should be okay in our context as well. Are there any comments on those principles at this time? So generally, we all agree that we would want to follow those principles doing our work for second level LGI work. No response, I would mean that generally everybody is agreeable with those principles. So going into specific principles, which are labeled under inclusion principles, let me read through these one at a time, and then we can have a discussion and see if we generally are okay with it. The first one being said is that the code point must meet the following conditions. Included in the latest version of the Unicode standard. Raib, could you explain why it says latest version of Unicode standard? What does that mean, and how should we interpret that?
What does it mean? It means in the code point should be in the Unicode. No one can ask us to add something that is not in the Unicode. So this is the goal of this item.
Okay.
So we can put to the latest, or we can put it like our coded Unicode 6.3 or Unicode 7 or 8, but we just put the latest, or we can say the latest published version of Unicode standard.
Yeah, the only reason I mentioned latest was that latest may actually go against the longevity principle, which says that something should be, if something is encoded, if it has been encoded for two or three versions and it's stable, it should be included, but something which is just encoded may actually not be stable. So that is why I was thinking maybe if you can just say what you're suggesting, that it is encoded by the Unicode standard rather than saying just the latest version of it.
Okay, no problem.
What I'm trying to say.
Yes, no problem. I agree.
Okay, any other comments on this? So generally everybody, obviously, that is a prerequisite for anything to be in the several table, because you know, if something's not in the Unicode, it cannot be obviously included. Should we, the second one is that explicitly included in IDNA 2008 as key valid. Any comments on that?
It should be.
Right. Do we need to limit it to p-valid?
I think as starts initial drafting, it should be only p-valid. There is no point in from including characters that is, they are not supported by the IDNA.
So IDNA has three states or three labels. One obviously is p-valid, and the other one is obviously things which are not supported. But there's a third category, which is context O or context J.
I think so context O and J are considered p-valid.
So then should we say p-valid and context O slash J, or should we limit it to context just p-valid?
Well, context O is for digits, and digits are covered in the third bullet. Digits codes, which is a digit and has established in the language. So it's covered. The digits are covered. This is the context O. Context J. Maybe under V. I'm not sure. The current in the IDNA, there are disallowed. There are unassigned. There are p-valid. There are context O, and there are context J. These are the p-valid. Disallowed, unassigned, context O, context J.
Right. So my question is that so you're saying inclusion principle in number one, should it meet A, B, C, D simultaneously, or it should only meet one of the conditions in A, B, C, or D?
No, I think one of them.
Because if you just meet one of them, then there are a lot of p-valid characters which will all automatically become included.
I think there should be the three categories, J, O, p-valid.
Right, but you know, is this a inclusion criteria, or is it a eligibility criteria? You know, the way it reads, it seems like it's an inclusion criteria, which may be too liberal, of course. And it seems like what was probably intended was an eligibility criteria based on which we'll have an analysis of to actually include it or not. But the way it's worded at this time, it's, you know, if something's p-valid, it automatically gets included. That seems like a too liberal, if that was the intention. But I'm not really sure. That's what I'm asking. What was the intention?
Well,
No, but I think these are the parameters or criteria should be applied in each codebind. So, for example, if the it is possible to have a character which is B valid or context O, but it doesn't have other criteria which are not applicable on that character, so it shouldn't be included in that set. So I think these are rules should be apply all, not partial.
So we like need to be, I guess we need to then word it accordingly.
I think the first one should be applicable all the time.
Right, so A is okay in that context and B is okay in that context, though in B we need to discuss what to do with context O and context A characters. Because if these are eligibility criteria, then, you know, we may want to consider context O or context A characters as well. And then not restricted by identifiers in table 1, I need to refer to that. Sorry, I don't have a list of... seems like there is a... issue.
It's a Unicode security mechanism, I think. It's standard anomalous.
I put that in the
line.
The last one is not used in writing an excluded script. So I think what you're probably suggesting is that it's only used for the script which is excluded, or probably the language which is excluded. I'm not really sure. Exclude. What does script mean? Do you mean language or script here?
No, I think maybe it was written initially in Arabic and translated, so we just finalized it. But let me read it again. I think it's a language.
I think it is language because our scope is one script.
Yeah, well, we have Arabic script, but also we have hyphen and digits, which may actually come from a different script, but the ASCII digits. But in any case, in this particular case, you mean language then?
I need to check this one and get back to you, actually. Dr. Zuman also participated in writing this one, and I put a note and I will get back to you with it.
Right. Sure. So those are some of the prerequisites, and I think then the next one, and so again, I think what I'm trying to do is just go through these, have a discussion, and clarify these, and then we can all obviously comment on them and suggest alternate language as well over email or right now. But in any case, so we're done with one. Anybody has any comments on one?
I think in the A, included in the latest version of the Unicode standard, the latest approved version of the Unicode, or we have to put so as not to go to the problem of B with Hamza, which Unicode we will use, say 6.3 or 7. We have to include it in the latest approved from Arabic or approved from a task force version of the Unicode standard. because the latest one may include some problems for us if it's not normalized yet for those Hamza with B or something.
Excuse me?
Okay.
I think A should be restricted to the Unicode version, which is supported by the IDNA 2008. There is no point from examining a new version of Unicode, which they are not supported by the IDNA 2008.
I have got the answer.
Yeah.
These rules from A to D, we copy it from the procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect of IDNA labels. I posted the link for this document in the Adobe Connect, and you will see it. It's in paragraph B532. The maximal set of code points in the root zone, so we copy it and paste it. We believe it is relevant. So you can see this section. It is already, so we copy it and paste it there. We can change it, of course. So we can change the Unicode. Instead of latest version, we can put version 6.3.0, for example. And we can change excluded script. We can say excluded languages or historical languages or something like that.
Right. Yes, because I think...
We tried not to reinvent the wheel.
We haven't
tried to reinvent the wheel. We just copy from here and there, alter a little bit to make it, and it was just a fast task. So we can change whatever needed.
Right, no problem. But I think it's a good point to start discussion. And that helps us actually things out. Okay, so I think that's an important point which Tariq has raised, that we have two ways of basing our work on Unicode. One way, obviously, is to base it on whatever the current version of Unicode is, or the other one is to work on whatever version is being supported by the technical community. Even though IDNA 2008, by the way, is not restricted to a particular version of Unicode, it is obviously version agnostic. So it actually can be applied, the methods can be applied to any Unicode version. Though there is an IAB statement which is asking the community to stop at a particular version, which is 6.3.0. So that is something which we need to discuss perhaps at some, and see whether we want to for second level look at that and consider that as a stopping point for us as well, or should we also look at versions beyond 6.3.0. Comments on that? The more conservative approach obviously is going to be to just stop at 6.3.0 as advised by technical community, and at least work on that and then take later versions at a later stage. Does anybody have an opinion on?
Well,
yeah, let's put it the next. Okay, go ahead.
I think we can say, because all of us know, if someone add a new code point, it will not be immediately visible. Operating system will take time till they adopt the new Unicode. So if we can say, for example, it should be existed in the last two Unicode versions, for example. What do you think about this suggestion?
I think we need to put something like the latest, as Dr. Thurman said, the latest approved or the latest version approved from the technical community for Arabic task or something like that. Because we need to, maybe it's not the last one, maybe even it's not the two or three last ones. We have to mention it's the latest approved by the technical community. It will be better, as the term says.
So I'm not suggesting a particular option here, but I'm saying that those are two possible options. And the more conservative option, obviously, is to stick with what the technical community recommendation is. But Raid, I think, is suggesting that we keep it, don't anchor it on 6.3.0 and keep it floating for last two or three versions. Again, both options are possible. It is, again, up to us to decide how we want to how we want to limit our analysis. So do we have we have two points of view here. How should we address that?
This is Raed. I think if we just say included in the Unicode standard and that's it, without latest, without anything, because the second B will ensure if it is, because we know IDNA 2008 is compatible with 6.3.0. So this is embedded, it's explicit, it will be the second point. So we just, the first point say it should be in the Unicode standard, the second point it should be included by IDNA 2008. I think this will be sufficient.
But IDNA 2008 actually defines an algorithm to determine how something could be included or not. It doesn't, so for example, doesn't limit it. IDNA 2008 doesn't limit anything to 6.3.0. That's what I'm saying. So just saying something supported by IDNA 2008 doesn't really limit anything to 6.3.0. So do we want to be explicit about that or not?
Then we can use,
or we can have some wording which says that.
I will share a link I will share a link in the Adobe Connect. This is the IANA repository. They keep track of, they call it the IDNA parameters. So we can say that it is published in the IDNA parameters, IANA IDNA parameters, for example. And the latest parameters that have been used in IANA, it's 6.3.0.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I think we should restrict it to just have it like the only the valid characters in the IDNA 2008 protocol, not just consider the Unicode. Because I think the IDNA 2008 combined set is subset from the Unicode. We don't care about the Unicode, we only care if it's applicable in the IDNA algorithm. That's it.
Okay, so we are now talking about a couple of things here. So let me separate those out. What you are saying is that A is redundant if we say B. And what we are also now discussing at the same time, what we were discussing was, do we want to make it explicit on version in B, or should we just leave it generically applicable, you know, based on IDNA 2008? And what Riot is saying is that what we can do is point to the IANA repository as a reference. So coming back to the second point, is generally everybody okay with pointing to the IANA repository and limiting the Unicode version to that, which is 6.3.0
yeah.
right now, but once the technical community forms a solution for the problem, this will obviously get automatically updated.
Yes, I guess we should restrict it to the IANA repo, and we only consider that as our database character set.
So that's generally okay with everybody. Is are there any?
I think we can have it. Yeah, I think we can say it's in Unicode and in IDNA 2008 in UTS 39 and IANA. So we can have all of them.
Okay. So then can we say that this is a sort of a minimum inclusion requirement?
Yes, this should be applicable to any code points that we are going to study and maybe add to a language or whatever.
Right. And since these are all sort of concerned with just protocol kind of things, maybe we can take the D part out and list it separately. Right? Would that be okay, or?
Can you repeat again, Sarmad?
Yeah, what I was suggesting is that since we're talking about code points, Unicode, IDNA 2008, you know, the UTS 39 and IANA, all these are sort of a criteria which is slightly different from linguistic criteria. They're more like a technical criteria. So we can use that together as a minimum technical criteria, and currently point D, which is excluded script or language, whichever was intended, we can make it a separate point.
Yes, I agree with you.
So that the first point is just technical and not linguistic.
Minimum requirements for technical. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. And then
I also agree. Yeah.
List it separately. Yeah. Okay. So okay, good. So moving onwards then, once this minimum technical criteria is established, then so currently we're saying IDNA 2008 p-valid, context O and context J, right? We're including currently all possibilities as a minimum criteria. Did we agree to that, or are we just saying p-valid?
I think all three categories.
For now. So there's a minimum criteria that doesn't automatically qualify anything. I think we'll have other criteria, but as a minimum criteria, maybe it is okay to have all the three categories for second level, right? Unless somebody feels that that may be too liberal.
I'm not sure what are the context O and the Arabic script. I need to dig this out, and the context J. I'm not sure about this one. I need to study it. So we can you know discuss it later on or something in detail. But if something
so
is needed,
So what we're saying is that this is currently an open item which we need to do homework and discuss and finalize.
Yes.
Okay. So moving onwards, I'm going to skip part D of 1 until we get something back. Let's move on to number 2, which is a letter code point, which is a letter and has been established and has established contemporary use in the language. Okay, so basically what we're saying is anything which is a letter and has established contemporary use, and that really should be okay, right?
For me,
yeah, okay.
Can we ask a question?
Then we have a digit. Yeah, please go ahead.
I just want to ask whether it is not the same principle we adopted for the root zone.
Yes, I believe it's the same principle as the root zone.
It seems that
are you
it is
saying that it is too conservative?
Yes, to some extent.
So are you suggesting we need to make it a little more liberal?
At the moment,
yeah, but
I think it is okay.
Sorry,
okay, go ahead, Inam.
Tariq, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that it may be too conservative, but another principle, another inclusion principle will make inclusion more flexible in the second level, I think. And we can keep it like this to just be one of the inclusion principles. Not that will not make it conservative more.
Okay, so I guess the question is that if something is not in contemporary use, can it still be included? I'll give you an example. So we have a character in Urdu language, which is historical. It's like a ra with four dots on it. And it's no longer used in Urdu, but it was used in Urdu 100 years ago. So if we take the printed dictionaries from 1901 and 1902, we actually find that letter in the printed dictionaries of Urdu, typewritten dictionaries, of course. But it is not used anymore. It's not contemporary use. Can or should that letter qualify for second level?
No.
My opinion, same what Abdulrahman said, no, because I believe it should be, can be typed. Why we adopt something that no one can type it using any keyboard? The second thing, there should be online content, so there should be a presentation and content, so someone should be using it these days. If no one is using it, we should wait until someone is using it, then he can add it.
Okay, so I guess as far as specialized use characters are concerned, they are always specialized communities which need them. So, you know, just to take that example forward, if somebody is working on historical linguistics and they're documenting the development of Urdu script, you know, they would, for example, need how to write that particular letter. They may even want to have a domain name with that particular character as well to refer to something which is obviously so the question is that something we allow? Is that something we do not allow at this time? Or as you are saying, if, you know, if you're talking about an individual, they wouldn't know, you know, that there is a TFAIDN which is working on this, and one way of getting this insight is to actually talk to TFAIDN and make that request So as an individual researcher in historical linguistics, this person may not even know what the process would be. There is a strong argument which has been made by Raed and other colleagues that we do not want to allow something which cannot be typed from a keyboard. So that is a valid argument as well. So question is, what do we do in this case?
I think including characters that are not on any keyboard has no meaning. Because even if it's included in a domain, the users cannot write it. So it has no meaning to register a domain with it.
Okay, thank you. Please go ahead.
I think if there is not enough sample size for community that use that character, you mentioned that there are some special community which are considered to be used like in historical document and so on. I think that community doesn't have enough evidence that they want to use it in the domain name, industry, and so on, then there is no point for adding any character, which is like in your example, the historical characters which are not used in common days. In that case, what is the criteria for allowing these characters? For how long we will add these characters?
So I'm not trying to support that. I'm actually just questioning, just to make sure that we all agree the implication of contemporary use, and we agree with that. So I guess coming back to this, generally there is everybody saying that we don't need to use historical characters or characters which are not contemporary use. So then do we agree with what is being suggested that any letter we are going to use has established contemporary use? I raised this example because Inam had showed some reservation that this may actually be too tight at this time, even though he said that it may be okay at this time. But that's an example of a character.
The Unicode already preserved this character. So in case if we needed to add it in the domain level, the second level and so on, it is possible to add it. But in our current time, adding these characters is not the best choice. It
right.
is not the place to
right.
store the character.
So there's a general consensus around that we are then keeping ourselves with the same, almost the same criteria as the root zone, where we are saying that all the letters will be included, only those letters will be included which have established contemporary use in a language. So Ahmed in the chat box is also saying we should not use historical characters as these are not used by a community. So generally that's where we are. So we are okay with number two, right?
Yes. I need to note that increasing the character space or character set in our current work will increase the amplification, security risks, managing variants, and so on. So we are not in good shape for adding so many characters which are not used or it has special community or they don't have enough evidence of needing that character. So should be more conservative in terms of adding the characters.
I'm back on. Sorry for that. Please continue. Milena, can you please make me a presenter?
Did you hear my note, Dr. Sarma?
No, sorry, I got dropped off. So.
Okay. I mentioned that we are not in good shape of increasing the character set or character space in our current work because that will increase the problem, risks related to security, managing variants, and so on. So I think we should be more restrictive in adding the characters, and we shouldn't add any characters which they don't have enough evidence or enough needs from communities and so on. That's my point.
Right. So I think we already. So is that something you're saying in addition to number two, or is just that it's?
It's supporting number two and three.
Yeah, I think I also support number two later point, which is has established contemporary use in language. Assume it's not too conservative, I think. I think it's okay. Because if we, for example, if we make it this way and in the future we need to add a character, which is historical, but we need to add it, we will add it. Why? Because we will find a use, a current use for it, so it will be established contemporary use for it. So I think it's normal, it's okay to leave this principle like this. It's not, it's okay for me. But about three, we didn't come for it yet, it didn't mention which digit. I think we have to show at least which digit we are talking about here. Is it just the ASCII English digits or Arabic digits? We have to identify them more.
Sorry, I'm back on. Seem like my connection is unstable, so I dialed in. So please continue.
I just said that I support number two, and it may seem more conservative, but it's okay like this. And if we need to add some character in the future, the reason we will add it, because we will find a current use for it. So it will be, we find a contemporary use for it. We can add it.
Okay.
If we couldn't find any contemporary use for it, we will not add it, of course. So I think number two is okay. Leave it like this. It's okay.
Right. So moving on to, are there any other comments on number two before we move on? No comments. So number three, digits are included. Do we need to say contemporary use in the language, or should we just include the digits?
Maybe in the future someone adds some digits.
I don't. It's not likely. Please go ahead.
Yes, there are two kinds of digits in Arabic used in Arabic: the English digits and the Arabic digits, which is Hindi. So some write on the documents English ones, which are the Latin digits, and some write the Hindi digits in the documents. In the documents on the domain names.
Right, so there are three possible sets of digits. One is the ASCII digits, one which is 0600 recommended for Arabic language, and then there is also a 0600 set which is recommended for other languages. So there are three sets of digits here. Should we, as Hazem was suggesting, should we be explicit about all these three sets, or should we just have a generic statement saying that digits should be allowed?
They just if we say this, then we have to know that all three types have to be included,
or at least those which are relevant for the language, since we're doing a language based table right now.
No, even in Arabic. In Arabic, some countries write it in Hindi, and some write the digits in the Latin one to ask it to be inside Arabic.
Right, that's true. But for example, in Urdu language, we don't use the Arabic digits. We only use the ASCII versions and the ones which are in the 06F column. But not in, we don't use the 066 column.
I don't have the columns in front of me, so I don't know which ones they are, but I think I can write it in.
So we use the, please go ahead.
I believe there are in the Unicode, there are five or six digit sets. We know that one is the 1, 2, 3, the digits, or they call it now European digits. Now it's used to call Arabic digits. This one is used by
simple to call them ASCII.
Yeah. Okay. We will say ASCII digits. So these ASCII digits are used by most of the languages. However, there are Arabic digits in the Arabic script that the Arabic language uses. So the Arabic language uses the ASCII digits and the Arabic digits, Arabic index digits. There are a second set in the Arabic script, which is the extended Arabic digits that are used by Urdu, maybe Pashto, Farsi, etc. So these sets are used. However, there are also languages that are using one of the code points for the digits as a language requirement, like the Malawi language or the Jawi language. They use number two in the Arabic, I believe, as duplication for the word. So if you want to say two birds, you say bird, then number two. This means two. If I'm correct me, Dr. Samad, if I'm wrong, but I believe so. And there are two digits outside the Arabic script, but it is not used. So the question here: are we going to allow language communities, the language, and come and say that okay, we have these code points from the Arabic script, and we don't want any of the three digits? We use the fourth or fifth digits from another script. Is this allowed or not? I believe it will be blocked by the IDNA protocol. However, this is just, you know, to open our minds of what means contemporary use in the language. So So if we limit it to a three sets, okay, if a language came with other than these three digits, we will say no, it's not supported. If we put it like this one, very, you know, broad and give a proof that it is still used, then it will be flexible, more flexible.
Sure. Okay. Any comments on this?
I agree on that point.
Okay, so generally we are okay with this?
Yeah, we are okay.
Right. I just noticed that we have now gone beyond the hour. So what we'll do is we will continue this discussion. I'll make a short summary, but please send your feedback to the list on any changes in the language you want to propose, and also any additions you may want to do, and we'll start incorporating it. So let me stop here. Any last comments by anybody before we close the call? None. So thank you all. Thank you, the Saudi NIC colleagues, for updating the document and circulating it. And we'll use this as a starting point and keep updating it. We will continue this discussion on the principles in our next call and over the email. So thank you all for joining, and let's follow up on email. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.